We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm looking at my text message right now, and I see my wife is texting me, but she's not home yet. Don't anyone tell her that I flipped over. Just let it go. What do they say, let dead dogs lie, or what is it?
Yes, right?
I flipped over the cushion. I spilled coffee on it this morning, and I went,
on the brand new couch.
On the brand new couch.
So why'd you I
should not have. Yeah, I know. Well,
you got a cup of coffee, brand new couch.
Yeah, I had it because the remote control was over there.
You got to convince me it's not my couch. You got to convince your wife.
Yeah, I got to figure my way. Got to wiggle my way out of this jam.
Get him, Joe.
What do you got for us, Solana?
The sports update. It's brought to you by Local 10 News on WSFL TV 39 from 10 to 11 p.m. Get the same Local 10 News you know and trust 1 hour earlier. Tune in tonight on WSFL TV 39, and we talked about it in the last hour. Rick Carlisle, he is out. That was the breaking news at around 4. Rick Carlisle is out as the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks.
You say that with authority. Out. Yeah. Like it's a play at third base. He's out at third.
Well, he did quit, so yeah. It's no problem. There's a lot of – New Orleans doesn't have a coach. The Celtics don't have a coach yet. Now the Mavs don't have a coach.
I think this is job number 7.
There
are 7 in the NBA right now, yeah.
Yeah, Wizards also don't have a coach. Portland right now doesn't have a coach. Tons of job openings currently available in the NBA.
Well.
They're going to call Spo.
Oh, you think
I heard
someone,
that with Portland.
Think,
that was
think,
a report that Portland,
Portland
was talking
go after
about
Spo.
Go after Spo.
Yeah, I don't think he would leave here. I mean, that's a hometown calling, right? His dad worked for Portland.
And I don't know about hometown, Joe. I'll tell you what talks, money.
Yeah.
Give me a double my pay and give me some more power or something. I don't know. But then they'd have to trade for him. So we were saying, would you trade
you don't
for
see
a
that,
good player?
Right, in professional sports, you don't see coaches jump like they do in college.
Oh, no.
Right? Wouldn't it make it more fun in the NFL if guys would leave? You know, guy from the Vikings becomes the coach of the Packers.
Like, we'll say with like Andy Reid or Bruce Arians, like the last two Super Bowl winning coaches where the Dolphins are like, hey, we'll trade you a couple players for him.
Like,
we
like
want
Peterson,
him to run
Doug
team.
Peterson left the Eagles. Yeah. Kind of like Rick Carlisle. He said he's leaving. You know, a lot of guys in college football, they leave before they, the fans catch up to them. But nonetheless, or they go for a better job. If Doug Peterson had left the Eagles and gone to the Cowboys.
If coaches went in the transfer portal.
Yeah, right.
Then they all be at UM because that's all y'all do. Is
no,
get transfer
I got
portal
transfer
guys.
Portal. I got transfer portal news for you, my friend. What else you had, Solana? I got a good counter coming up, by the way. I'm a good counter puncher.
Tonight in the NBA, we have to make a decision, fellas. The Bucks, Nets, Game 6. Can Brooklyn close it out without Kyrie Irving in Milwaukee? It's an 8:30 p.m. start time.
I'm going with the Bucks. I sort of don't like the Nets, but I'm going with the Bucks.
Bucks and laying 6? What are they laying? 6?
Oh, well, I have to go by the point
line,
spread?
You can just take the Bucks straight up if you'd like, Joe. But Crowder, just so you know, the line has shifted down to 5.5. So Milwaukee at home, 5.5-point favorites. I can't see Milwaukee winning this game by more than 2 or 3 points. Like, I see a close game here at the end. So I would take, Crowder, Brooklyn plus the points here. That's what I like. I would take them at the very least covering, right?
I'm 100% with you. I believe the Bucks can win this game, but they're not going to just blow them out. So I would take the Nets with the points. But if I had to go money line, just who's winning, I'd probably go Bucks.
He just talked you right into that, Crowder.
Yeah, but it makes sense, Joe. It makes sense.
I'm not going by the points. I'm just going to say Milwaukee is at home. Yeah, their crowd is going to get behind them, and they're not going to fumble the ball down the stretch the way they did the other night. Plus, I would have to go this way with it. Despite the fact that they blew that lead, they have done a lot of damage in the last three games. They've been able to kind of do what they wanted to do until they started kicking the ball around.
Yep, turnovers and Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I think tonight's game depends on. If Kevin Durant scores 50,
Durant kind of went into Durant kind of went into desperation mode the other night. Flamethrower desperation mode. And it worked.
It worked. Giannis better bring his goofy ass over there and guard Durant.
If Giannis doesn't get them to game 7, he's going to have himself a long offseason because people are going to start coming down on him.
They're already questioning him. We talked about that in the past, Joe. This series has a lot more to do with Giannis. KD has 2 championship rings already. This has a lot more to do with Giannis than
great
any
players,
other player.
Great players, the greatest players, save their teams.
Yep, just like we saw KD do. Game 5? So we're going to see. But, yeah, I lost hope in Giannis. We've talked about it before.
Earlier in the UEFA Euro Championship, I should say, Netherlands picked up a 2-0 victory over Austria. And, Joe, this was something that you and I were texting about earlier today, and we never ended up getting to it. Belgium came from behind. They beat Denmark earlier. It was a noon kickoff here, Eastern time. But there was a pause in the play for a moment, and it came with applause for Christian Eriksen, the player of Denmark, who is recovering in the hospital after suffering a cardiac arrest during their opening game earlier this week.
That was it was pretty good. Now, Belgium gave up the goal right away, right?
Right.
Right. So they're down. It's 1-0. So at the 10-minute mark, they were supposed to kick the ball out of bounds, and they were going to have a 1-minute celebration, I guess, or acknowledgement. Very poignant moment for Eriksen. But at the 10-minute mark, Belgium was on the attack. You know, they're kicking the ball around like, hey, we're setting up a play here. And the Denmark players are kind of waving to them, hey, we're supposed to pause here. So then Belgium kicked the ball out of bounds, but I think it kind of ruined their attack. But it didn't matter because after halftime, they made a change, right? They brought in, was it De Bruyne? And they got a rapid response, a rapid reward on that one because they scored 2 goals to win. That's my soccer knowledge for tonight.
I just don't like y'all two having secret text threads without me. That's what I took from the story.
Well, I thought there was going to be a bigger response in the stadium. So I told Solana but this could be good audio.
Uh-huh, Joe. Secret thread.
I thought you were on that one.
I wasn't on that thread.
Don't let Crowder strong arm you there, Joe. He doesn't respond to our text messages about soccer anyways.
Well, Crowder really doesn't care.
Yeah, yeah.
Crowder who played again? Care. Belgium again?
We were looking for good audio. That's what we were looking for.
And right now in the Copa America, the first of 2 fixtures tonight, Colombia, Venezuela tied 0-0 currently. That game kicked off 15 minutes ago. No Rafa Nadal in Wimbledon or the Olympics. Says he's listening to his body to prolong his career. And Naomi Osaka, she has opted out of the Wimbledon tournament as well. You remember she famously withdrew from the French just about a couple weeks ago. She won't play Wimbledon, but she will play in her home country for the Olympics representing Japan.
I respect her mental health and whatever that is, but if she keeps dropping out of tournaments, she's going to start losing sponsorships.
Yeah.
That's what I'm concerned with the young lady's money, so.
Yeah. She's a fabulous player.
Get your mind right, Naomi. Yeah. She's the future of the sport. But just understand, if these checks stop coming, that's what the repercussions will be.
And as great as she is, like that window closes, right? Of being great, being the best in your sport. I'm not saying that she can't be the best for several more years, but will she look back on some of these tournaments and say, "Man, like I want more majors"? Oh, you sat out majors. You know that window might close. for an athlete, whether it's injury or whether it's something else. So it's something to consider, certainly.
Yeah, now I think, to your point, I think she's too young now, but you're talking about 15 years from now when she looks and she's three behind Venus or Serena and she's like, damn, I took those two off when
right.
I had my prime.
But
I got you.
Serena is the anomaly. Like, how many people are that great in that sport for that long? Like, I know Novak and I know Rafa and Fed have made it seem like it's normal in Serena, but that doesn't happen in tennis where somebody's dominant for that long. And maybe Naomi will be another anomaly. You know, maybe she is that good, but I guess time will tell.
Maybe she had too much success too early. Hmm. She's a young kid, right?
Yeah, she's young.
Was she 20? 21?
I don't think so. I know
19?
She's right there. I'm about to say, I know she can't drink legally because somebody asked her that question. But
Venus Williams is 41 today, by the way.
Yeah, Venus and Serena.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, but no, man, are they the anomalies? Whatever you said, like, what about the other people, the old time, back in the day, too? Those Billie Jean King and all them. They played till they were 30, 40, something like that.
Nah, Naomi Osaka's 23, by the way.
23. Okay.
She's at her prime. Yeah. They have on TV right now.
All right, guys, finally today, quickly, National Mascot Day. Joe Zagacki, this question for you. What is your favorite college mascot?
Well, what do you think?
The Florida Panther. The Florida International FIU Panthers. That is Joe Zagacki's favorite mascot.
In your dreams, buddy.
That little bird, that little bird that eats the worms out of my yard.
Yeah, in my yard all the time. Man. About 12 of them today, the ibis.
Joe, you got to do it. Ibis is not intimidating. It eats worms out of your yard.
I think it can be.
Joe, you've seen an ibis in your yard and been like, oh, baby, get inside. The ibises are here.
No, but I think, you know, as a mascot, you can create it to look very intimidating. It was intimidating one year in Tallahassee when he had a fire extinguisher and tried to put the fire extinguisher around the horse.
He did?
Yeah.
And he got arrested?
Got arrested.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I heard that story before.
That's a great picture.
Yeah, y'all's ibis is,
that is iconic.
Y'all's ibis is a little aggressive, Joe. The ibises I see are very relaxed, scary,
well,
gentle.
We don't have a gentle ibis. We have one that's determined and focused and acts with a purpose, flies with a purpose.
Smokes a pipe.
He does smoke a pipe.
Well, he used to.
Unique talent. Smokes a pipe. Yeah.
Talent.
All right.
Your U.S. Open leaderboard update really quickly here, guys, as we finish off headlines. It's sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Two-way tie atop the leaderboard at 3 under par. Russell Henley and Rafa Cabrera Bello right now tied at 3 under par. And your weather from the Desmond and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Mostly sunny now in parts of South Florida, but it doesn't mean that rain is not impacting all of South Florida. There's still chances for scattered thunderstorms across the area. That's your weather.
It's not mostly sunny. It's mostly cloudy. And you really roll those R's. I can't.
Rafa Cabrera Bello.
I couldn't do that if I tried. Over and over and over. I'm sorry. I'll just leave that to you.
Got it, Joe.
It's that Latin blood, Joe. It's that Latin blood.
He's from Argentina.
You have to roll the R's all the time?
No, not Argentina.
He's Argentinian,
I do.
Joe.
No, I'm Uruguayan, Joe. Uruguayan. Don't let Crowder fool you.
It's right there on the tip.
Well,
in Uruguay on the tip of Argentina. See, you're nasty. That's what you're. Mine is nasty.
You're what? Uruguayan? Hawaiian? What?
I'm Uruguayan.
He's
Joe.
Argentinian, Joe.
It's okay.
No.
Don't you have some knee exercises you have to go perform right now?
I do. Okay. I do actually. My knee is stiff as a rock.
Okay.
My knee is stiff as a rock. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.